Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to Sci-Fi Wire from the Con, recorded live from the Sci-Fi Wire stage at New York Comic Con 2019.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to New York Comic Con 2019. It's the last day, but we got the excitement still going on, right? And how could you not be excited right now? We have a Care Bear on the stage. Grumpy Bear himself. I'm Andre with Sci-Fi Wire, and I'm super excited because we're going to be talking about Care Bears Unlock the Magic. And I have with me Wyan Riesbrock, the creator, Nick Shakur, the actor who plays Grumpy and Tenderheart, and Patu Van, the production designer. Welcome, all of you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I love the Care Bears. I grew up on the Care Bears. I'm glad to see that they're still out there today because I know there's other franchises that keep coming around, but I'm glad the Care Bears keep going strong. So I'm curious with this show, what was sort of the feeling of the idea of like, let's do a new version of the Care Bears, and how does it make it different from the series that we've seen in the past?
Well, I got to clarify, I'm not the creator. I would need a time machine to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But
the creator of this show.
Right, yes.
This show, yeah. Yes.
But the Bears have been around since the 80s, and we've done many versions. And we wanted to expand Care-A-Lot and have new stories and new areas of that world. So we thought of this idea called the Silver Lining, where that's the Care-A-Lot is ever-expanding, and it's built on all the caring on Earth. And there are little creatures named Wiffles, and it's their job to build Care-A-Lot. And so then we have a little team of Care Bears who are running around the Silver Lining, helping the Wiffles solve their problems and stop a bad guy named Bluster.
Yes.
But that's pretty much it.
Nice. And that's one thing I noticed is that you kind of have, like, some Care Bears, like Tenderheart and Wish Bear, like, kind of at the helm, checking out the carry meter to see how things are going. But then you have the other bears who are kind of, like, out in the ground, making sure that everything's working well. What was kind of the decision, the deciding what bears to use, because there's so many different Care Bears, which ones to use particularly for this series?
We kind of look over the years, like fan favorites. The same few kind of bubble to the top. And then also we just think of a balance of males, females, and then character types and what would be a good personality mix, and just try to get a nice core team of five that are really strong. And that's what we went for.
Awesome. Are there opportunities for maybe other bears to make some guest appearances as the series goes on?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have lots of surprises throughout.
Oh, I like that. All right, cool. I'm looking forward to any more bears or even some cousins, you know, whatever happens. So
maybe next season.
Oh, okay. Cool. So what was the style of just like the storytelling that you wanted to bring to this series? Because, you know, obviously you can sometimes have a little bit of comedy. You want to obviously have the heart and everything. So what was sort of the tone that you wanted to go for when making this?
We wanted to go for comedy. We wanted it to be funny. We think that helps older kids enjoy it too, and not just younger kids. So the humor along with a little bit of a life lesson there. And the fact that the bears are helping Wiffles that aren't real humans or anything, it allows the problems of the Wiffles to be relatable to a real kid, but not be a real world problem, so you can have a little bit of fun with it and you can laugh at, you know, maybe a situation that someone's dealing with, but you know, it still relates to a real kid. So you can kind of have fun as you're learning.
And voicing a couple of the bears himself, Nick, what's it like?
Yeah.
Yes. So tell us about your vibe on Grumpy and then on Tenderheart.
They kind of came to me right when I received the script from Marcia Goodman. She's our awesome voice director for the cartoon. And I got the script and I saw Grumpy and Tenderheart. They were kind of my two favorites as a kid growing up watching the show. So I kind of was magnetized to them right away. And so I recorded the auditions right away, sent them. And the next thing I knew, I got an email 2 weeks later going, oh, Ryan wants you for both. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's great fun voicing them because you really get to go back to being a kid again. And I love that the cartoon has combined the nostalgia of the 80s and combined that into the more modern day feel and twist to it, both with the animation and with the way the voice acting is. So it's been awesome, the voice.
That's nice. And then the one thing I noticed from just some of the clips I've seen is, like, you have this new character, Dipple, and it seems like that Grumpy's kind of almost like a little bit of a father figure to him. There's all these times.
I think he's adopted her at this point. He's a dad, right?
Yeah.
Grumpy's a dad. He's a dad.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, like I said, I grew up on various versions of the Care Bears, but I love that there's certain lore that sticks around. Like, for example, Grumpy's always the mechanic. He always seems to be like the worker there that, like, puts things together. So
he's the misunderstood mechanic. I think. He's really grumpy, but he really loves everybody. He just wishes everybody would listen to him all the time.
Yes, but still filled with love, even though he's grumpy.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about the style of this show, because obviously with the art style of Care Bears Unlock the Magic, it's also a little bit different from what we've seen in the past. We've seen them in 2D, CGI. So I'm curious, like, what the approach of the show was when that aspect.
Hi, my name is Patu. I am the production designer, and I designed the Care Bears. I think it was overall a very challenging part of being in this position, because we went through a lot of, like, different concepts trying to make the Care Bears look fresh, but also very cute. You know that the Care Bears in the past have been, like, very cute and fluffy, but I think I wanted the bears to look like, I was very inspired by, like, I guess, anime.
Yeah.
So they are more, like, expressive, like, with their eyes and their facial expressions. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
No, it's really cool. And it seems like that in doing so, you can focus a lot on the personalities. Like, one of the things I noticed is, like, sort of this bro thing that Good Luck and Funshine have, or that sort of thing. But, like, did you feel like that with the bears as well as with the world, like, just having it have that unique style to make it stand out, or make it just, like, you know, this is Unlock the Magic versus, like, the classic Care Bears and that sort of thing?
Yeah, this is for sure for, like, Unlock the Magic. I think the idea with this new look, there's more adventure and there's more personality to all the Care Bears compared to, like, the Care Bear series in the past. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much, like, our focus. Like, they're more character oriented, personality oriented, like, more story driven.
Yeah, it's really cool. Were you thinking when making this show, obviously we want to make it for the target audience and for the new generation, but were you also keeping in mind the people that grew up with Care Bears that could be parents today or just fans of the franchise and how they would respond to this?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's what we're always trying to balance in the look of it or in the writing of it or even the way the world works. We're trying to, how will new kids like it and enjoy it, and then how will the parents still see things that they recognize? Hello.
Hello.
We should scoot down.
Do we have a new guest?
Yo.
Yes. Agnes Grabowska, the artist on Care Bears Unlock the Magic. Hello.
Hi. Welcome. I'm really sorry. I just ended a panel on the other side of the show hall.
Wow.
And I'm very sorry for anyone I ran over. I swear I'm an awesome person.
Did you use the Care Bears ride to, like, get over here?
Yeah, I did it. I pulled some magic, guys. This is what the bears are all about. Magic and making magic happen. And I love these guys.
Awesome. Well, we were actually just talking about the art style and what makes the unique art style for Unlock the Magic. And taking that approach, you know, considering there's been so many different variations of Care Bears before. So is there anything you would like to say on top of that of just, like, making this specific style for Unlock the Magic?
I think what's really nice about it is, even though it's really simplistic, it's very organic and very expressive. You would think animals with such little body parts and little paws wouldn't have so much emotion to them, but it's all about the subtleties and the subtle movements that every bear has a different personality, and just do a really good job bringing it out in their mannerisms, which are really important, and even, like, subtle expressions with their eyes and their mouths. And I think that makes it really relatable, because we could all see ourselves making these same expressions when we're annoyed or happy.
Yeah. And it seems like something that you guys are doing that's kind of fun too is that, you know, back in the day we were like the Care Bear stare, and it was just like rainbows and hearts and everyone started caring, but it seems like that you're using the belly badges to kind of almost have some powers there and stuff like that. So is that also kind of a fun thing to play around with, is what exactly sometimes these belly badges can do?
Yeah, that was even the inspiration of the title of the series being about Unlock the Magic. We really wanted to play that up. And it's just so fun visually to see all these hearts and rainbows shooting out of their bellies. It's just it's so fun and colorful that we just wanted to emphasize that in this series.
Nice.
And what's also really cool about the series, piggybacking off what Ryan was saying, it does emphasize the unlock, the magic, and the rainbows and the hearts shooting out of the stomach. But what's really, really cool about this specific series is that sometimes their powers go on the fritz because they're in the silver lining.
Yeah.
So then they've got to come up with an ulterior plan besides using just magic. So that way it teaches a good lesson of not relying just on one thing, but being able to have to use your wits and understand, you know, how to guide yourself and navigate in a world that you've never been in. So I like that twist that they added to it. It was good.
That's awesome. I like that. It's a very good concept. One more thing. If you could make up your own Care Bear, what would it be?
The convention worming bear. He has the talent to get anywhere he wants super, super fast.
So fast. Okay.
Honestly, I would like to see myself as a Care Bear. So I'm just like, you know, behind the scenes, kind of like, creeping on the bears and stuff like that. Just being weird. That'd be awesome.
All right.
Like a hot rod bear. He just drives fast.
I like it. Nick, what would be your Care Bear?
I think I would do a combination of Grumpy's powers, which is the rain clouds. Almost like Storm, so it's like Flight Storm Bear. She was one of my favorite X-Men, so Flight Storm Bear, he just takes off and just rains everything.
I love it. I love to see a geek heart bear.
That's good.
So cool. Well, thank you all so much. And check out Care Bears Unlock the Magic. And thank you all so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.
We got more coming up here at New York Comic Con here at Sci-Fi Wire. Oh, wait, right before we go, we got to tell us about these real things real quick.
Over at Pop Insider, we're giving away these cool prints, exclusive here. You drew these, right?
I did.
And then we have something for you, pink pin.
Yes!
These are all sold out, but they made these really cool Care Bears pins, but they'll have a line coming out in the spring.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much. Keep tuning in here at Sci-Fi Wire for more New York Comic Con coverage.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.